If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THD Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear. What's popping in your neighborhood? We got to know.
If you ain't all the way live, then step us up.
Yeah, all the way live. All the way.
Live radio with Widget and my man Pro V.
All the way live from university.
Damn, Montreal.
On CKUT. Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
Gone. CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
Welcome to Yo TV Raps tonight. T Money, Dr. Dre, Ed Lover in the house.
No question.
In the house.
No question.
Going on.
Hey, yo, check this out. Tonight we got Fat Video from Salt and Pepper, the Wu Tang Clan, and a juicy joint from tonight's guest. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of guests, the notorious B.I.G. from Do or Die Bed-Stuy is in the house. Come on in, Big. Where's my
Come
man
in,
at,
Big?
That kid got more flavor than a lifesaver, man. He's not broken and he got mad tokens in his pocket.
Word,
you know what I'm saying? The B.I. is in the house. How you doing, bro?
Chilling.
Brother man. How you doing, brother man?
It's lounging.
I know that's right. Yo, we're going to be back to talk to the notorious Big, find out about the debut album and the whole nine
yards. That's that kid right
that's
there.
That's that kid from Brooklyn right there,
you
got to
go to Salt Pepper video, you know what I'm saying? None of your business.
And it's right none here. Of your business right. about Brooklyn if you ain't right from up. Brooklyn. So big up to Brooklyn. And if you live in Queens, take the train to Brooklyn. How about that?
All right.
I'll take the BQE. How about that?
We'll be back.
Boy,
in a few minutes, boy, we're going to come back with that old robotic, Illmatic, futuristic type George Jackson video, boy.
I'm going to be back with
word
that
up.
Kid.
And the notorious Big is in the house.
Word
up. Yo, I'm TV Raps. That's Big. I'm Big, but that's Big. I'm just Big. That's Big. I'm Big. That's Big. That's Big. DJ Potter do.
DJ Afro Cut.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yo, welcome back to Young TV Rats. We're in the house. Ed Lover, Dr. Dre, and T Money, for those who don't know. And this is my man, Notorious Big, in the house with us from Do or Die, Bed-Stuy, in the house. What up, Big?
Chilling.
How'd you get put on, man? Who put you on?
Mr. C put me on. Mr. C gave a tape to my man, Maddie C, from The Source. Maddie C gave a tape to Puff. And this was on from then.
And you was unsigned hype.
Yeah.
In the Source magazine, for those of y'all don't know, the Source
this
magazine.
This magazine right here.
Right, The Source. They got a little section called Unsigned Hype, and they did a thing on you, Notorious Big.
Yep.
And you got signed with Puffy and Bad
Uptown.
Boy Entertainment.
No, it was Uptown Records.
It was Uptown Records first?
Yeah, but then things wasn't working out too good, so I had to be out.
And you scrapped out, now you're down with Puff and Bad Boy Entertainment.
Bad Boy.
Big up to Puff Daddy and the whole Bad Boy clan. Now, you used to be a hustler.
Yeah, no question.
You had to get your thing on? Were you deep into the hustling game?
Knee deep.
But you always, wanted to be a rapper, or you?
Nah, I didn't really want to be a rapper. It was just something to do.
Uh-huh.
I just got the deal, so.
Now you're doing your thing in a major way. The flavor's all good. The flavor's all good. Most definitely. No question.
Segway
into what, Daz T Money?
Flavor in your ear by that man Craig.
Oh, yeah. This is your label mate.
No doubt.
It's your man. Your partner in crime, Craig Mack, with one of the fattest videos and one of the fattest records to come out in a long time. This is Flavor in Your Ear on your MTV. Rats Breed with Notorious Breed all the time. You ain't worth a dime. You're crazy like that glue. You're the outdo. But after a couple of words from our sponsors, we're going to give it to you. Shaolin style, we'll be back with the Notorious Big. He's a quiet man, but when you turn the mic on and put it in his hand,
things get bigger.
He gets real big in the place. Notorious
all
one.
All my peeps up north, all my peoples, that's all y'all got.
Turn them up.
Yo, welcome back to Young TV Rap. Dr. Dre, Ed Love, and T Money in the house with the Notorious Big. For all that don't know, you better recognize this brother right here, making an impact on the rap scene. Yo, Big, and one of your records, you talk about going from negative to positive. Do you feel like that's what your music did for you?
Definitely. I mean, if it wasn't for this, I'd probably still be doing, you know, my old thing, hustling or whatever, you know.
When you was a young coming up and you was a young head, a hip hop head, who was some of the people that you liked, that you checked for?
I liked everybody. I liked all the music, you know, because it was just something for me to listen to. You know, as long as they played it, I liked it. Fat Boys, Run DMC, you know what I'm saying? Dougie, everybody.
All that stuff was all good. Now, you got a fat single out that should be taking this whole country by storm right now. It's called Juicy. Is that pretty much true to what your life was?
Definitely, to the T.
Straight to the T. From birthdays was the worst day.
That's it.
To the whole thing.
You know how we do.
I know how we do. Ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing straight. This video, next video, dedicated to all the MPV driving, fat Jeep loving brothers. This is another group coming out of Shaolin, Staten Island in New York. For those of y'all who don't know, this is the Wu-Tang Clan with Can It Be All So Simple. Real hip hop will never die. Forget what you heard.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation with a man known as the Notorious Big. We're going to check out this dope video that you're going to see right here on your MTV dial. Yo, MTV Raps will be back.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
You sounded like Casey Kasem.
We're a little
Kasem.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
Yo, welcome back to Young TV Rap. Dr. Dre, Ed Lover, and T Money in the house. Y'all fools better recognize what our big guest blowing up all over the country, Notorious Big, in the house right here. Tell me about your video, man.
Just chilling, did it on the Ave around the way. Did some of it in a jail, did some of it in this mansion in the Hamptons. Got some honeys, got the crew. Just did our thing.
And now, in part of your song, your single, Juicy, you talk about putting 5 carrots in your baby girl. I know you was a father, man.
Yeah, man, I got a little girl, Tiana.
How old is she?
She's 1.
1 year old. You a brand new father.
No question.
You got some years and some learning to do, son.
Yeah.
I got 11-year-old, kid.
So, long time.
So you know, and you got girls, so me and you have to build on what it's like to raise some girls up here. This next video was filmed on the streets of Brooklyn, New York, where my man grew up at Bed-Stuy, where I was born at, and do or die Bed-Stuy. And this one goes out to all the real Brooklyn heads, all the hip-hop heads across the world. It's a Tribe Called Quest with Busta Rhymes flipping on the roof. It's called Oh My God. Oh My God.
Yo, stay tuned. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with my man, the Notorious Big, right here on Yo, right?
Yeah, no question.
All right.
Grabby G. Yo, welcome back to Young TV Rap. For those who don't know, I am Ed Lover, that's Dr. Dre, and that's T Money over there in the corner. And right here we got my man, Notorious Big, in the house, got a brand new album. What's the name of your album?
Ready to Die.
I just gotta ask you that for the people at home. You know I know what's going on. What's up with the concept behind that album, man?
It's basically just me in a hole on the wax, you know what I'm saying? Everything I've been through, everything I experienced, everything I saw. You know, different slices.
Everything that you went through come up to the point where you got, everything that you're going through right now.
Yeah. Everybody would look at it and think that it's on some real hard, like, trying to, like, kill up things, you know, with the title. But it ain't really like that. It's some easy listening type. It's real. That's all it is.
Right.
It's real.
Last question. How'd you get the concept of the song Juicy?
How did I get the concept of the song?
Yeah, what'd you do? I mean, why use Juicy?
I mean, the beat is just hot. Juicy Fruit from back in the days and sprinklers and and stuff like that. I just remember that joint when I was a youngin', so I always wanted to rhyme to it, and I got a chance. I didn't think they was going to clear the sample, but they did, so.
Yeah, and 2 minutes let you go.
Yeah.
Cool, because that
that's a lot of love. That sample. No, that's cool, too. And, you know, I think the worst thing about sampling right now is that you sample, and if an artist doesn't like what you say on his music, he won't let you use it?
Yeah, I had a lot of problems like that.
What kind of bull is that, man? You know what I'm saying? Nobody stopped you artists out there from saying what you wanted to say when you created the music. Mm-hmm. So now we keeping your music alive, so let us express what we feel. And you did a joint with me and Dre for our upcoming album.
Question.
Thanks a lot,
Hot
for Who's the Man? And
Hot
that. All I'm going to say is my man set it off correct. Y'all are here. The track is called Who's the Man? I'm going to do a video, and you'll see it in your head in a little while. But right now, for my man, hey, who's sipping champagne when he's thirsty, this is my man, the Notorious B.I.G., and this is Juicy on Yo MTV Rap, Fat and All That. Check it out.
Yeah, representing BK to the fullest.
Yo, we swayze. In other words, we non. In other words, we ghosts. In other words, we up out this tweet.
Word of bomb.
We like to thank the Notorious B.I.G. for being our guests in the house.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all got to get this album ready to die. If you're real about hip-hop and you know what you like and you just don't want the same old same, check my man album out. It's Fat and All That. No
Definitely.
Question about it. He's representing BK to the fullest. Yo, see you next week, but check out Fat Five Freddy next. He's at Reggae Sunfest in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Until that time, stay up. Peace out. Double I.
To my cousin Seif and Big D locked down. All good.
Hey, it's the Rap City Thing here live with my man, Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G.
What up, what up?
Himself. What's up, dawg?
Chilling.
What's happening? Finally, we finally get to sit here and kick it on my jump.
My man right here, too.
All love.
Stay bumping heads.
Let's get right into it. I need to get right into it. It's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of questions I got. First, let's get onto this album. 1997, Hip Hop is Popping. Lovely. You're one of the major players in this thing. What are you coming with now?
Well, I got the Life After Death double CD dropping March 25th. And I just want my spot back, you know? I chilled, came out with the Ready to Die. Everybody was feeling it, you know what I'm saying? And I rested for 2 years, worked on the Junior Mafia. Lil' Kim, now it's time for me to come do my thing, you know?
True indeed. Now, with this album, you have hooked up with a lot of people, and I bring that point up because of all of the territorial stuff that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You done hooked up with 40, you hooked up with the Bone, Short, hooked up with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making a statement?
I just wanted this. Actually, before you get started, the 40 thing didn't come out. You know what I'm saying? Because he had a lot of pride. You know, his hands is filled with
his water.
You know, so he had to do his thing, but I just wanted to just show the versatility, you know what I'm saying? Show that me and Bone could do a joint together. Me and Short could do a joint together, you know. R. Kelly, whoever, whatever.
Sure, dude.
You know.
Now, the joint is called Life After Death.
Yeah.
What's the meaning? We supposed to catch you back. The first joint was Ready to Die. He was ready to die.
No
he
doubt.
He was going out all guns. He was coming at him.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's Life After Death. What's the whole feel of with this?
The way I was feeling when I did Ready to Die was, I feel like I was already dead, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just being in a situation where my mom's working, going to school, just leaving me open to dip and dab into different things, you know what I'm saying? It just left me kind of stuck. My mentality was more on some getting paper, not caring about nothing else, not caring about nothing, just wanting to get mines, you know? I got the record deal, and when I started doing Ready to Die, it was a lot of anger, you know what I'm saying? I was just a lot of hatred coming out. You know, it was real though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just real angry. Life After Death is the flip side of things. You know what I'm saying? I can't rhyme about being broke no more. I ain't broke.
I can't rhyme
about hustling in the streets no more because I don't hustle no more, you know? So it's the life after. Just all that's over with now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hungry no more, you know?
Right.
Now is a new beginning. You know what I'm saying? It's the life after the death, you know?
All Right, well, let me first, before we go to the break, I want to say congratulations. Oh, congratulations on the album and everything, but congratulations on the son.
All right, little CJ.
Hey, we'll be back in a minute with the Notorious B.I.G. Don't go nowhere. It's the Rap City thing, baby. About this time last year, there was a lot of stuff going on. There was a lot of turmoil, a lot of rumors being spread. Pac was making songs, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff was going on. You sort of took a different standpoint than what I expected. I thought you were going to come and you were going to be real. Mm-hmm. You kind of was silent on it. Mm-hmm. What was that all about? What were you thinking?
I was more in a mind frame of keep your mouth shut, big. You know what I'm saying? Just don't feed into it. If you feed into it, it's going to do nothing but escalate. You know what I'm saying? I knew it wasn't true. Well, at least what I knew I was getting blamed for wasn't true. I can't speak for nothing else. You know, I wasn't there. But I know what he was blaming me for wasn't true. Right. So it don't make no sense me sitting there trying to make records or hit magazines and TVs screaming how it ain't true. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't true, I just got to ig it. You know what I'm saying? Just, I got other things to do, man. You know?
With that situation, what did you learn anything from that? Out of all of that, where we sitting now, did you learn anything from that?
Yeah. And it's a funny thing. I kind of realized how powerful Tupac and I was. You know what I'm saying? Because we two individual people, we waged a coastal beef. You know what I'm saying? One man against one man made a whole West Coast hate a whole East Coast and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And that really bugged me out. Like, yo, Duke don't like me, so this whole coast don't like me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like him, so my whole coast don't like him. It just kind of let me know how much strength I had. So what I'm trying to do now, you know what I'm saying, with his untimely demise or whatever, I got to be the one to flip it and take my power and flip it like, yo, it got to be dead. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't do that. You know what I'm saying? He can't be the one to be like, yo, I want to squash it because he's gone. So I got to take the weight on both sides. That's why I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Right. We hit every club, every radio station. You know, we get our little eye screws and everything. But I just tell him straight up, yo, you know you love me. It's real. Because, I mean, right. Come on. You don't got ready to die. Let's be real. You gotta be real about it.
I got the jump. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I know got the jump.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Just because that man had a beef with me or I had a beef with him, that don't mean you can't like me. Ask me what's going on. Ask me what's going on. I'm going to talk to you just like you're a regular person. So I got to squash it.
Yeah, first time I ever saw you perform, I was at Bowie State University's homecoming. Mm-hmm. And you and him were on stage together.
All right.
And I, at that time, this was before I had the show, I was doing a lot of reading and understanding that y'all had a friendship and a camaraderie mm-hmm. and went back. He passed. How'd you feel?
I mean, I was more shocked than anything, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't more shocked of him dying. I was more shocked of him. Pac is a strong dude, yo. I know Duke, you know what I'm saying?
Very strong.
Real strong. So when it was very like strong. He got shot, I was just more like, again? You know what I'm saying? He always getting shot or shot at. He gonna pull through this one again, make a few records about it, right. And it's gonna be over, you know right. what I'm saying? But when he died, I was just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It kind of took me by. You know, even though we was going through our drama, I would never wish death on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no coming back from that. So it kind of turned me down a little bit. But at the same time, you know, you got to move on. You know, I felt for his moms, for his family or whatever. But, you know, things got to move on, you know? I felt them. I still feel them. You know, we got the records. You know, I'm out here every day. He run the radio station. He ain't got heavy rotation. He got every rotation.
Every rotation.
You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere you
so,
go.
I hear him, and every time I hear him, I feel him. So, he gonna be always be here.
Hey, rest in peace, Pop. Hey, we be back in a minute. It's the Rap City thing. Joe Clair, Notorious B.I.G. backstage the video shoot. We back in the video shoot. Notorious B.I.G. Now, what's up with this video? What's the concept? You got boats, you got helicopters, you got dancers, you got everything. What's up with this joint?
I just want my video to be hotter than Puffy's. Puff got the hottest joint
Puff
right now.
Puff got the hot joint out in the desert, everything.
Yeah, man. I just want my joint to be hotter. I was like, I don't care what you do, man.
Let's make it hotter than yours.
Make it dope.
Just came up with this concept of just police coming to get me again.
As usual.
And the chase is just real dramatic, man. Real dramatic. We on some, you saw the movie Rock.
Right.
You remember that Ferrari Hummer chase?
Right.
We're trying to get there. Oh. We're trying to get to that level. Just real intense. Just real, some real action packed.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm trying to do it, man.
That's how you do. Hip hop video, man, is taking a big step. Let's say if you was Run DMC and this was 1987, 88, it wouldn't be this big. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
It wouldn't be happening like this.
It would have been over already.
Sure, dude. What's up? It's bigger.
Everybody wanted this. Get to that level, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to just be bigger at what they're doing. At least I know I do. I look at everybody else and, you know, they got the crystals and they got the pretty girls and they got the Benzes and everything. So that's kind of like, that's like the mediocre stage for everything right now. You want to just take it to that next level. That's what I want to do.
So you got to be willing. Hey, man, you can be the willing. Well, since we're talking about how big things have become, the hip-hop industry has become gigantic. It's wide open. Sell clothes, you can have restaurants, you can make video games, you can be hanging out with ball players, all that. What are we gonna see from Biggie Smalls?
Well, right now I'm just trying to, you know, kind of like master this rap game down a little bit tighter than what I'm doing. You know, this is just my second album, you know, so I just want to just make sure that that's real tight. After that, you know, I want to get my little, I got a little clothing line started, Brooklyn Mint.
Brooklyn Mint, make sure y'all go peep that, Brooklyn Mint, it's dope.
And, movies, maybe, you know, whatever. I'll just take it as it comes.
You know, I'm writing some jokes.
Yeah.
At the crib, you know what I mean? You can sit down.
You can fit me up in it?
Definitely. You hook that up. Some action hero type, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, take on the world. Joe Clay and Biggie straight, take on the world. We can do that. We can
be good.
All of that.
For real?
Hey, we can hook it up, dog. We can make it happen. Hey, it's the Rap City thing. Behind the scenes is Biggie Smalls' video shoot. Y'all know how we do. All love to you, man. All love.
You too, dog.
For real. Uh-huh. You came with it in a time and brought some prominence back to East Coast hip hop. You showed a lot of weight. You know what I'm saying? What did it mean to you at that point?
Oh, man, I was just trying to do my thing, man. I kind of knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to be that ghetto corner rapper. You know, when I had my dreams of getting in the game, it wasn't just to get in the game and still be on the corner. Like, you know, I wanted to get in the game and get the big house and the cars and with the pool. And I wanted to do all of that, you know. And I know in order to do that, there's certain things that you have to do. It's just a way you could pinch it off and just add your flavor to it. Me linking up with Puff. The old familiar, old tracks, you know what I'm saying? That's going to get the adult attention, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's just the lyrics that's going to get the younger dudes' attention. So to blend them both, I mean, hey, if they want to wear the Versace and the Coogees and the Kangos and, yeah, Biggie, it's all good with me. I ain't got no problem with it.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people, since that time, a lot of people, you got love and then all this criticism came. It was all love. Also, it was a lot of criticism. They said, well, he's promoting a gangster lifestyle. He's promoting killing in the streets and that type of street mentality. And we don't want our kids to have that. What do you say to critics, man?
You don't want your kids to have it. It's reality, man. It's something that you can't hide the truth, man. It's going to be seen. It's killings. I'm just a narrator, you know. I'm just telling a story. That's all. I ain't telling nobody, yo, you need to do this or you need to do this. I'm just letting you know, this is what happens. And this is what happens. You can't be mad at me.
What's up with you in the Junior Mafia?
The Mafia.
Everything's still clicking. Lil' Kim is hitting them hard.
Yeah, I basically, like, that's how I really go down. When I started my album or whatever, you know, I was rolling with a bunch of little dudes, you know, from around the way on the corners or whatever. And I was like, yo, once I get on and get my foot right where I need it, I'm going to leave the door open. Put y'all on, and it's on y'all to bum rush it. You know what I'm saying? You handle it how you want to handle it.
Right.
We put the Junior Mafia album together, nice and tight, you know. Wasn't exactly a 5-star, but it was more than 3.5.
Exactly.
So yeah. I'm good to go with that, you know. If I can't make them write rhymes, I can't make them want it. You know what I'm saying? If it's given to you on a silver platter, you can't always expect it to be given to you. You know what I'm saying? I took the hungry members. I took Lil' Kim. She was hungry. She wanted to do her thing. She writes. She was like, yo, I need to get my joint out. They feeling me. I'm like, yo, I'm with you. Put it out. Right now, we got another hungry rapper, Lil C. He's trying to do his thing. I'm putting his joint out. The Mafia decide, after seeing Kim with her platinum album and after seeing C's with his gold joint, if they feel like, yo, we need to get our stuff together and work on a new joint, we can get started. Until then, I'm going with the money, man. I still got love for them. They still my fam. We eat, smoke together. It's all gravy.
It's all gravy.
But I got to go with
it,
though.
You got to get the paper. Back in live on the Rap City thing, you know what I'm saying? Cameraman got jokes, but it's all love. Since you came out, what's been the best of this and what's been the worst of this?
The best of it is being able to take my fam out, you know, and we just traveling all over the world, performing, ripping Coliseums. If I could give any MC a wish, it would be for them to rip 20, 30,000 to the front, to the back like this, you know what I'm saying? Just rocking for an hour, just getting yours, you know what I'm saying? It's a good feeling. It's good paper, you know, and it just feels good. The worst was, like we was talking about before, just the rumors, just the way people was all quick to judge me, you know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, first they was loving me, then they was hating me. But like I said, it goes around, you know what I'm saying? You love me, you hate me, now it's time for the love again, you know? It's gonna come back. I never did nothing wrong, so my hands call for love.
One of the most talked about parts of your life, your relationship with Faith.
Mm-hmm.
How are things?
I mean, we ain't together no more. She just had a baby for me, or whatever, you know. We ain't together.
Right.
We cool though, we tight.
That's cool. It's like, you know, that's all everybody really wanted to hear.
Yeah, we cool. It ain't like we warring at each other now. We be at the studio or whatever. She working on her new album, The Bomb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just be kicking it.
You got a new
it's
song.
Just the relationship ain't work out, but you know, we gonna always be together because, you know, we got a little shorty together, so that's gonna be the happy part out of me and her, you know? A little shorty.
Good. But a lot of people right now are gonna go, whew, it's good to hear. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a whole bunch of everything, man. People saying this, saying that, and you just kind of dispelled all that.
Yeah, man. Everybody, you know, get to know me, man. To know me is to love me.
For us to be on up out of here from the Rap City thing. Before we go, let me ask you a question. You had a Juicy, your first single, you had a statement on the end of the song that said, because I went from negative to positive and it's all good. Does that still ring really true?
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to just be that straight dude. I done went through so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in the streets or whatever, I done been through so much. My mom's done been through so much. It feel good to just have her at ease. You know what I'm saying? Knowing her son is cool and he ain't in the streets doing no wrong. He trying to make it happen. I gotta stay on a positive vibe. All my people's gotta stay on a positive vibe, you know? The negativity just brings failure, you know? And we ain't trying to fail in this game. We trying to succeed.
Hey, I feel, hey. Before we go, give shouts, give love to whoever you need to give shouts to.
All my daughter, Tiana, my son, CJ, my whole fam. You know what I'm saying? The whole Goodfellas, the whole commission, my mom's, Playboy Jay-Z, Jigga.
Yeah.
That's it.
All love. Hey, Player Hating Stars.
March 25th.
Real, the album being stored March 25th. March 25th. Make sure y'all go peep that thing. The name of the album is Life After Death.
Yeah.
Man, thank you so much. Finally, we
Thanks
got to pick
me,
you.
Bro.
All love to you. I'll see you when I see
you. I'll let you hear them joints.
Yes, indeed. We go sit in the truck and do that. And y'all know how I feel. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. Unifying the hip-hop nation right here in Rap City. See y'all later, man.
Baby!
That's three.
So, we on?
3, 2, 1. Yep.
Check it out. It's Notorious B.I.G. Chilling. You know what I mean? My man, Tekken Sway. World famous wake up show. You know, we balling out here in Cali, you know. East Coast Dawn in the house.
Right.
It's working hard, man. It's working hard.
Hey, I heard you manage. Are you managing Puffy?
Yeah, that's my artist.
What? That don't even make sense. That don't make sense.
Why you say that?
Don't he own the label? How could you be an artist on a label and managing the owner? That don't make sense.
That's a baller for you, bro. That's ballism at its best.
When
bro.
He stepped to me, he said, yo, nobody could teach me how to be the best rapper better than the best rapper. So I'm handling that.
Life After Death.
Yes, indeedy.
All right, and you've been, let's talk about some of the stuff you've been through. You know, you in L.A., we got to confront every issue, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it on the Wake Up Show. Now, you know, a lot of people, when Puffy came up here, one thing we tried to do is like, because like with the whole Death Row situation, East Coast, West Coast, a lot of people would point the finger on the East Coast, West Coast, whole tragedy on Bad Boy and Death Row Records, you know, and the whole Tupac death, that would say Biggie set it up or Puffy set it up. Or either. You want to comment on people?
I ain't that powerful.
You know?
Yet.
Yeah, Pac said that. Pac said that he was going to a studio to see you somewhere, and he felt like y'all set him up, man. We was like, how's that possible?
First of all, he wasn't coming to see me. He was going to do a record for somebody else. I just happened to be upstairs working on the Dream Mafia project. Season them saw him coming in and was like, yo, Pac on his way up. We on our way down. Some kids happened to be in the hallway, stuck him up, shot him or whatever. Just got caught up in the mix like that. It's a coincidence, you know?
And he also confronted, like, issues. Because we did, like, this interview with him just before, like, months before he passed away. It was, like, his last interview that he did. I think it was the last interview he did at all, right?
Yeah, period, man.
And there was, like, a lot of issues. We're impartial, you know what I'm saying? We just, you know.
It's
we
all
just
gravy. Go, yeah, no it's question. Supposed to step to everything.
Yeah, no question. And he spoke about, in the beginning, when all y'all was broke, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, that he had a certain style of that way that he rapped and concepts behind his music that he felt like you guys stole from him to blow up to where you are now.
That's completely untrue to me. I mean, I always been my own person, you know what I'm saying? I know what I wanted to do the day I came in the game, you know what I'm saying? I may admit, he schooled me to a lot because he knew a lot, you know what I'm saying? If you was my man and we hanging together, whatever, and you doing a certain thing, you gonna tell me, yo, if what you're gonna do it, you should do it this way, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't a situation where he did something and I watched and stole it. Mm-hmm. He told me, yo, you could do a whole lot of things in this game. You could be the broke rapper, you could be the rich rapper, you know what I'm saying? You could rap as hard as you want on your album, but just make sure the radio got some joints, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you got those radio-friendly records that the girls is gonna like, that the radio is gonna like, it's gonna help you sell your album. Mm-hmm. And I took that into consideration by making Big Poppers and One More Chances and Juicy's and stuff like that. It was advice. It wasn't nothing getting stolen.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's anything, he should have been happy for me more than anything else.
Yeah.
He was saying I sounded like him. That's bananas. You know what I'm saying? Out the water.
So I know you guys is real close because I remember going back to New York years ago and seeing y'all, you doing Party and Bullshit. You know, on stage at the Palladium, and Pac came out.
Let's not go completely into that story.
Oh, okay, all right.
What went down that night.
Yeah. But no question. But you know, and it was good because that was the first time I had saw him in years. Because you know, I'm from the Bay. You know, from Oakland. And I used to see him up there, and I could tell y'all was bonding. I'm pretty sure you feel the pain of his death just anybody else.
No doubt.
You know,
even more than anybody else.
Yeah. What you speak on that? Because a lot of people, you know, we get confronted with a lot of it because we did that interview with him, and we can't speak for nobody, you know what I'm saying? You know, to confront that, like the whole death of Tupac, I mean, the tragedy of somebody as powerful as big as he is in hip hop just to be taken out. What does that do for hip hop? You know,
I mean, it definitely was a loss. You know what I'm saying? A great loss. I feel for his family. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I can't be the one to sit there and really just stress over somebody else, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I was going through my own problems, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With my kids and my wife and my business, my money business, you know what I'm saying? I got my own things to handle, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 days after he died, I was in a car accident. I was in the hospital for 3 months.
Yeah, what happened with that, man? I heard you almost passed yourself.
Your boy.
C's, what happened, C's?
What happened, C's? C's.
Talking crazy.
We was in a car, he was driving, whatever, it swerved off, crashed. Case closed. I'm in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's that.
You all right now, man?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm, you know, trying to get back on my feet or whatever. Now, y'all know about my mouth now. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still the same rapper, man.
They got a cough button. Show them the cough. Show them the cough button. Right there.
This is my cough button.
Yeah.
All right, this is my edit button right here.
All right.
You want to set it, son? I'm gonna set it up with your light shit.
I mean,
Yo, instantly we blaze trees before these hoes swing low on Lil C. The friskiest MC, quick to mix BC and Pepsi. Had you bar tripping in my full expedition. Listen, diamonds and rhyming put me back on top. I pop one with Lymans in the platinum drop. For Player's Anthem drop, y'all was like looking shorty chocolate rocks. I suggest you jump out them clothes too. We can go on and on like Erykah Badu. Or we could get freaky in the Lex 450. While you lick me, I'm doing 60 quickly. Females are black tails down there, hustle up. Wanna cuddle up, you shy, I'm your comforter. I know you're loving, huh? I make it feel right if it's real tight. Wrong hole, right?
I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When I release, you lose teeth like little C's. Player, please, blood floods your dungarees. And that's just the half on my war path. Laugh now, cry later. I rhyme greater than the average player hater. And spectators buy my CD twice. They see me in the streets, they be like, yo, he nice. But that's on the low though. Beat them cats with no dough. Try to play me at my show. I pull out four foes and go up in their clothes. Short chain, snort cane. Abortion came quicker. Bought the wings, nigga. It still tickle me. I used to be as strong as Ripple B. To little C's cripple me. Now I play hard like my girl's nipples be. The game sour like a pickle bee. Y'all know the rules. Move from BK to New Jerus. Think about all the planes we flew. Females we ran through. Now the year's new. I lay my game flat. I want my spot back. Take two. Mad cause I blew. Players envy us. Too many players on my... Shit strenuous. When my men bust, you just move with such stamina. Slugs missed ya. I ain't mad at ya. Slugs rushing, bun bushing, concussions. Catch cases, come out frontin', smoking something. Sipping white Russians, bitching the Benz bumping. Laced it with the basic. Six TVs, a system. Knocking mace. Face it, we hard to hit. Guard you before I hit you with your re-up. Light the pee up. Lick shots, woke your seat up. Went in the ashtray, sparked the weed up. Long kiss.
He doing his own edits, man.
I'm trying.
He doing his own edits, man.
Come on, C.
Come on, C.
True. I'm flaming gats, aiming at these maniacs. Put my name in rap. So part the game is that, like you hustle backwards. I smoke backwards and Dutchies. You can't touch me, try to rush me. Slugs go touchy touchy. You're bleeding lovely with your spirit above me or beneath me. Your whole life you live sleepy, now you rest eternally sleepy. You burn when you creep me. Rest where the worms and the weak be. My nine flies baptized rap guys with the Holy Ghost. I put holes in most. You hold your toes shaky, slipping trying to break me. Look what you made me do. Brains blue, my team in the marine blue. Six coupe, skeet it out, weed it out. Yo, man, I can rhyme all night, man.
Hey, hey, do your thing.
I want to curse, man.
Do your thing, man.
It's late, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just do your thing, man. Do your thing, man.
Niggas in my faction don't like asking questions. Strictly gun testing, coke measuring, giving pleasure in the Benzito, hitting fannies, spinning chips at Manny's. Hope you creeps got receipts. My peeps get dirty like cleats. Run up in your crib, wrap you in your polo sheets. Six up in your wig piece, nigga deceased. Why? May you rest in peace with my sycamore style. More sicker than yours, 4-4 and 54 draws. As my pilot steers my leer, yes, my dear, shit's official. Only the feds I fear, here's a tissue. Stop your blood clot crying. The kids, the dog, everybody dying. No lying, so don't you get suspicious. I'm big dangerous, you're just a little vicious. As I leave my competition, respirator style. Climb the ladder to success, escalator style. Hold y'all, breath I told y'all. Death controls y'all, big don't fold y'all. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
That's it, y'all. Live conducted at San Francisco radio station KYLD on the Wednesday before he was killed.
What's up? How you doing? How's it going?
Why would
107, Bay Area's party station, Doghouse, Elvis and JV. Good morning, my name is JV.
Hi there, it's Elvis. Sunshine today, 60s all over the Bay Area.
Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
That's another station.
Yeah, we don't talk about
that. You just jacked us on that.
Thanks a lot.
Right off the bat.
Quit this,
it's
huh?
Okay. It's all right. Now, was that your No, it's okay. We're, yeah. You know, we can be real about everything. Was that your favorite concert, too? I mean, did you have a great time there? What's the best venue you've done?
Best venue? Probably Wembley. England.
Oh man, that's huge! Big soccer. Would you rather? Would you rather do a huge crowd and see the seas of people, or would you rather be a smaller, like a smaller club?
I mean, they both kind of the same, but I'd rather rock for 20,000.
And you're so large now, it's like we can't even contact you. You know what? You know
we tried calling, by the way.
Stop that.
You don't return the calls. I said I'd bring over a fruitcake. Nothing, man.
What it took to get you here? Let me ask you this: in your music, you know, you sing. Sometimes, you know, about money and having the money, and there's nothing wrong with that. I brag about it on the air.
Yes, he does.
Was there ever a point, though, honestly, be honest, that you did a song where you're singing about the money, but you didn't quite really have it yet, but you were just kind of telling the people?
No.
You always had it?
Yeah.
Always had the grip.
You know what I did? I went and rented, because I love getting into personal lives of artists and just finding out, like, trying to get into their head. You know, I've been looking forward to having you here. I went back and watched the show again.
Uh-huh.
Last night. Did you like that?
Yeah, it was tight.
I thought that was real cool. It was interesting, though. You're sitting next to your mom on the bed. They showed a picture of you at, what were you, how old were you in there? Like 13? No. She said, at age 13, my son became notorious.
Yeah.
but it showed you as a little kid. What was your life like as a child?
I was just...
Were you shy or were you outgoing?
No, I'm still shy. I'm a quiet dude. Right?
Are you?
Yeah, I kind of get the voice, say the things I want to say in my music.
Did you always, was it always a dream to do music?
No, not actually, not always.
At what point did you realize, hey, you know what, I'm going to get moving with this, I think this is going to happen?
Probably like the second time I went to jail. Okay. I was like, okay, this is not the move.
All right.
Selling drugs, what I was doing wasn't cool. So.
You said in the video, I don't know if you want to get into this or not, you said in the video you contemplated at some point, not necessarily contemplated suicide, but you told people, you know what, sometimes I'd just rather be dead because in heaven or hell I could just chill out and I don't have anyone stressing on me.
Yeah.
This whole music thing was supposed to be fun, not all this stress.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at situations and you see things differently. When you read magazines and you see everybody having fun, you think, okay, that's where I want to be. But once you get in it and you achieve the success that you want, it seems like that's when the player hating starts. You know, that's when everybody's like, well, it's not all that, he's not all that. That's a whole bunch of
why? Extra. Why do you think people, our human nature is like that? That's another thing you said in the video. You said, and you said even you were like that. You know, you see other brothers driving by in the Benz and stuff, and automatically you're like, man, forget him. That's what I want. And you kind of talk bad about him, and you said, now I'm that man in the shoes. Now I'm the man driving in the Benz, and I know that people are going to be saying all that about me. Why do you think people are like that?
I don't know. I guess they just want it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you're stagnated and you can't really move to another level, that's the only thing you can do is just complain or be jealous, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get it myself, you know what I'm saying? I was in a situation where I would see somebody with certain things that I want and I would just make moves to get it myself, you know?
Right.
I would never try to take somebody else's because it wouldn't really be mine if I took it from somebody else.
Right. And now we have, on the East Coast, we have superpowers, and on the West Coast we have superpowers. I mean, you got to be about, you can't deny it, you have to be the biggest right now superpower on the East Coast. You are the biggest name. Did you ever, I mean, you couldn't have imagined like that happening. I mean, I know everybody wants that, but God, to be that 13-year-old and you first decide, you know what, I'm going to be notorious here, and then, I mean, you are beyond notorious now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I put the album together, whatever, you know, I knew it was tight. I knew it was lyrically tight. I knew I had some cool songs, but I wasn't thinking multi-platinum. I just thought I was just going to do good, just like everybody else.
Right. Do you have people bothering you all the time now, or bugging you, saying, hey, come on, Notorious, we grew up together, we this and that. Get me going, get me started.
I mean, the people that I grew up with, people like Lil C's and my road manager and stuff, those are people like I grew up with that I grind with, you know.
Right.
They all on. I got the little extra leeches. You know, you just give them a couple dollars, tell them you'll be right back, and you see them 2-3 months.
They're coming back
for
more money.
Yeah, it's part of the game.
You now you're married, and you have one child?
I got two kids. I got a little daughter, 3 years old. I got a newborn son,
How hard is it to carry on a family life and handle the business?
It's real hard, you know, but when you got any kind of free time, you just spend it with your kids. That's the only, basically, that's the only thing you can do.
Right.
I wouldn't want to bring them out here.
Here's something that bothers me. It's disturbing because I don't see that side of the world necessarily, but I hear your music. I appreciate your music. We all appreciate your music, regardless of whether someone at your level wants to be heard. Maybe you do your music for a certain, you know, particular audience. Mm-hmm. Maybe your intentions are, hey, you know what? This is where I'm from. I'm going to do it, you know, for the people from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of that, everybody, it reaches everybody, and we all enjoy it, mm-hmm. and we all love your music. So it's disturbing. Like, when I watched the video, it was hard for me to see. You said, hey, you know what? Somebody might try to get me. The day might come that someone might try to stick me. They might try to get me, but I'm just going to make it hard as F. That's tough. I mean, it's rough that exists. Why has rap music gotten to that? It wasn't always like that. I mean, I've always loved rap music, and I've grown up with it, and that's the only thing I ever wanted to hear was hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a time when it was fun, and it was, you know, for partying, and, you know, yeah. MCs used to battle back and forth on the microphone. Yeah. How did it get to that day where you got to watch your back and have bodyguards and all that?
I mean, it's not just with rappers, you know what I'm saying? People going to attack anybody that's a large figure, you know what I'm saying? They did it to Jordan, they did it to Tyson, they did it to Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're going to attack you if you're on top, you know what I'm saying? It's just your job to bob and weave, you know what I'm saying? I need the security, you know what I'm saying? I can't beat everybody up.
Right.
I go to jail, they'll sue me, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things you do when you get to a certain level, you know what I'm saying?
Is it possible, and I don't want you to, by any means, I'm asking, it's me as an interviewer, right. I have to do this, I have to ask the question. Is it possible, though, that the artist kind of perpetuate it, keep it going by, you know, in lyrics saying, you know, saying things like that, like, I'm strapped and I got this and you want to come for me and, you know, then be ready and all that. In the video, they kind of touched on that, Slick Rick and Simmons did, Russell uh-huh. Simmons. That, you know, some guys, they get this money and they could take things, you know, a little bit of a better way, but that gives them a license to take this whole thing to hell, and sometimes maybe that's the wrong way.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes maturity. You got to mature, you know. When you brought up around that type of lifestyle where, you know, when you toting guns all your life and then you get a record deal, it's kind of hard to break that habit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Until something may happen to you, like you going to jail or catching a case or somebody trying to do something to you. I know some people that just can't leave their gun no matter how much money they got. It's just the way they was brought up.
Right.
And if that's all they know about, that's all they're going to rap about.
So that is a reality for many people.
All the time.
Okay. You talked about you being younger, you were shy. What are you about now? There's a lot of people out there that go, well, Biggie's this or he's that or he's this or this. Just really quick, I want you to tell me what you're all about. That forget everyone else and what they're saying. This is what I'm about. Here's on a daily basis. This is me.
Yeah, I'm just a real person, man. If you're cool with me, I'm cool with you. I'm not the person with the attitudes or the grudges, or I'm not the person to judge somebody when I just meet them. If you're cool with me, I'm cool with you. We can do whatever with the drink, smoke, kicking. You know, I just like to stay to myself and stay with my immediate family because I know those are the people I can trust. You know, those are the people that know me inside and out, and I know them inside and out. I'm not really too accustomed to making new friends, but we could kick it.
Right.
Are you talking us, the doghouse? Maybe and I can kick it after 10? Okay,
no
cool. I'm good.
Speaking of trust, we hear stories all the time in the business
uh-huh.
about you got to watch your back when it comes to the business, do you? I mean, you...
Oh, definitely. You got to sharpen up. You got to know exactly what's what. What's good, especially if it's your money. When it comes to your money,
right.
It's only right you know everything. If you lend him some money...
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he's done it before. He hasn't seen a penny. I swear to God. He ain't getting it back either. Screw that.
Well, if you lend anybody some money, you want to know exactly what you're lending the money for. You know
right.
Same thing.
Now, you mentioned earlier that music wasn't your first choice as a kid. What would you see yourself doing if you didn't get in the music business?
I'd probably still be hustling in the streets, grinding. But I'm probably in your crib.
No.
Maybe so.
I'm going to tell you what. I noticed that on the video. Many people said that Naughty by Nature, you know, they said the same thing. Hey, you know what? I'm glad I got into this because who knows? I could be in your house, you know, right now. That's the life that many people come from, and that's the reality of it.
That's the only thing I know how to do is sell drugs and rap.
And in the video, that's not hidden. I noticed throughout the show. If you haven't seen the show, go rent it. It's really good. with artists, and once again, it's not just rap artists, it's many different artists, but definitely weed is very prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone's smoking, and I said that earlier. Method Man says on there, he goes, hey, even, you know, I don't need the sorry stuff to get me high and writing lyrics. I need some good stuff. Is weed a big part of your life?
Oh, yeah, no question.
And you don't hide it. Now we hear these rumors that, hey, man, I write some of my best stuff when I'm high. Is that true?
Yeah. I can write sober, too, but, you know, I'm hardly ever sober.
A little more creative that way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meet Big Joe, by the way. He's real creative also.
Yeah.
He's real creative
and then he's always smoking too. Yeah.
All right.
So you're saying you're, you know what, I think that takes a big man to admit that. You're not going to try to hide who you are. You are who you are. So you're saying you hardly ever are sober. Are you high right now?
Nope.
But as soon as the show's over.
Like I said, meet Big Joe. He's right there.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Nice fanny pack.
Notorious B.I.G. is in studio. We will get into it all. We'll talk about everything. I want to thank you right off the bat for coming in. Yep. Let's take a quick break. Let's come back and talk a little music. What you're into now, Hypnotized is.
Oh, what a great band.
How are you doing this? How are you putting out hit after hit? I mean, are you just on a roll right now? What's the deal?
On a roll, I guess. I don't know. I'm just...
Top producer on the East Coast, name him.
Top producer on the East Coast, name him. Premier. Premier from Gangsta.
Yeah. Where would you rate in producing yourself, Puff Daddy? Where would you put him?
Puff Daddy is up there, too. Dope ideas.
Do you collaborate on anything with any West Coast producers or any?
I haven't, but I will. I mean, I'm just getting over, you know what I'm saying, this whole situation with this East Coast, West Coast thing, you know, when they was going through their things and we going through our things. I just came over, you know what I'm saying, trying to, like, basically squash it. My album's about to drop March 25th. I need to be all up in the Bay, all
life
up in
death.
Oakland,
right.
All over. So I'm here. I got to grind, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If a producer wants to do something, whatever, we can link up. You know?
I think most artists are heading towards that area, are starting to respect, hey, you got your style, I got mine. Sometimes we can collaborate, sometimes we don't. But I think more artists are heading towards that, squashing the whole East Coast, West Coast thing. I'll tell you what, is that true or not?
What?
Squashing the whole East Coast, West Coast?
I mean, it wasn't really a beef to me in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Not for other artists. It was just a personal problem between me and somebody else.
Right.
It just happened to wage into a East Coast, West Coast, you know?
Right. Here's what, we had Ice Cube on not too long ago, and he said the way it all got started was that he and other artists, because he felt like on MTV, that they're biased. That because MTV's from New York, they put on all East Coast people, and it was hard for them to break through and put music on. When they did try to put music on, the critics and MTV put the West Coast people down, so then they wanted to come extremely hard, and when they were attacking East Coast, they weren't attacking any of the artists, they were attacking the critics from the East Coast, and then they said that some of the East Coast people took it wrong, but then like you're saying, everything in between was just personal grudges, maybe between
That's
people.
All. That's
right.
All it was to me. All right. I never had any problems. Used to come out here all the time and ball out with everybody, Rich and Rich, Warren and Snoop. Just kick it, smoke crack.
Right.
Just kick it.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to be on it too much because we're talking with you. The interview is with you, but people are going to call about it, and people are going to ask about Tupac. Is that something that you don't like to talk about? First of all, weren't you guys originally cool?
Yeah.
Where did it go wrong with you and Tupac?
I guess after he got shot.
Did he? Now, he said in one of his songs, and like I said, we're not going to go on and on about this, but he said in one of his songs, he knows you sent somebody to shoot him that first time.
Why?
Is that true or false?
Why? No, it's false. Why would I do that?
Okay. Do you think he was just hyping a record, or you have no idea?
I don't know what was the problem. You know, I wasn't inside his head at the time. I don't really know what's the reason for him doing what he did. You know, him being gone, I think his time was to be forgiven.
Right, and we do need to let it go. But did it hurt you? I want to ask how you felt though, like when you first heard like Hit 'Em Up. It has to hurt some because you guys used to be cool, and then to hear all that.
It hurt, but I kind of look at it like it's business. You know, when you at the top, you just gotta go for the top person's neck. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta just get your spot. You know what I'm saying?
All the way live radio.
Dangerous MCs. Check it out. Diamonds on my neck.
Chrome drop top, chilling on the scene, smoking pounds of green. Ooh wee, you see the ugliest, money hungriest, Brooklyn Loch Ness, 9mm cock test, one for test, and the winner is not that thinner kid. Bandanas, tattoos, my fists never bruise. Land still cruise, Frank White paid his dues. Ask who's the raw, bet they say Papa Berry. Look forward to me like commissary. All of a sudden, now everybody Big Willie done did it. Come with it, get your head split it, or get your neck slit it. Admit it, you overdid it, you shit it. Just ain't got that loud. Go to shine like Tadow. Biggie Smalls, Illis, and how. Phrase raise your eyebrow. By now you figure he talking about that nigga, but your weak ass assumptions. Lead led the dumping, IV the pumping. You are feeling something. Catch my drift or catch my 4 feet. At least 6 inches above project fences. Turn meet the minces. Jumps turn.
Yo. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm tuned into the bars, and I got to hear that one more time. Biggie, all the way live radio. We in this piece. All right,
diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top, chilling on the scene, smoking pounds of green. Ooh wee, you see the ugliest, money hungriest, Brooklyn Loch Ness, 9mm cock test, one for test, and the winner is not that thinner kid. Bandanas, tattoos, my fists never bruise. Land still cruise, Frank White paid his dues. Ask who's the raw, bet they say Papa Berry. Look forward to me like commissary. All of a sudden, now everybody Big Willie done did it. Come with it, get your head split it, or get your neck slit it. Admit it, you overdid it, you shit it. Just ain't got that loud. Go to shine like Tadow. Biggie Smalls, Illis, and how. Phrase raise your eyebrow. By now you figure he talking about that nigga, but your weak ass assumptions. Lead led the dumping, IV the pumping. You are feeling something. Catch my drift or catch my 4 feet. At least 6 inches above project fences. Turn meet the minces. Jumps turn to flinches. When I rain, I drenches. Cleared your park benches. Missed you by pinches. Your talk is senseless. Actor needs chiropractor for crack jaw. Yes, I rocked your chatterbox. Dangerous, you're not. I gets down. Twist your body round and round. Upside down.
That boy, flip over. Flip forever.
Is the love really there?
Is it?
Do a dog shed the same tear? Throw your ice in the air. We here and we all gon' ball to the courts appear. Don't give a fuck what the niggas think. We totin' in air. Is the love really here?
Is it?
Do a dog shed the same tear? Throw your ice in the air. We here and we all gon' ball to the courts appear. Don't give a fuck what the niggas think. We totin' in air.
Smoke a little, let me cut coke a little, let me skim a little off of the top. Taking you back when niggas used to snort coke and toast to the hood and cry broke, but be the richest folk to float through the hood. Niggas doing real good, it was evident. In the testament was coke flow was good when Ronald Reagan was president. This ain't no the drug slogan growing greatly irrelevant. Niggas getting caught with bricks but still reaching a settlement. Niggas I get a 1 to 3 and come home in 12 months. Run up and take a nigga's shit and leave him with 12 lumps. I never been so willing to put the thoughts of mo' killing into manufacturing a flow so bone chilling. Icy with a pistol, nigga. Shit glitter like ballroom chandelier crystal, nigga. Stack money as we live life simple. In the corner of the club sipping on a Harvey's Bristol, nigga. Come on. Modern day gangster shit and die slow while we give you niggas cancer shit. Come on.
Is the love really there?
Is it?
Do a dog shed the same tear? Throw your ice in the air. We here and we all gon' ball to the courts appear. Don't give a fuck what the niggas think. We totin' in air.
Come on.
Is the love really here?
Is it?
Do a dog shed the same tear? Throw your ice in the air. We here and we all gon' ball to the courts appear. Don't give a fuck what the niggas think. We totin' in air.
What you know about the world? I got no chemical. Get caught in Miami water. That shit's federal. Time for that ass. I'd rather go to Little Haiti, buy some bricks and just stash it. Head back north, cross state line to become the boss. Enforce the laws. You want some motherfucking wholesale? Keep it stepping. No discount player, no fucking credit, no shorts. I came to govern the laws. And you paying the price, so you're down by the sword. You hear the devil, he's smoking with them rebels. We kill for money and power. Extortion in my own hood, and that shit's power. A black man, crime, call him a coward. A black man with knowledge, we kill him tomorrow. It's sickening, that's how our people live. We disrespect our elders and curse our church members.
So,
that's crazy.
I was watching an interview last night.
Yeah.
It was JD, DJ Rhett-Matic, and I think it was Frank or Dank. I forget which one. And he was saying Biggie went in there, one take.
No writing.
No writing. He just said he wanted some girls around before he even started writing it in his head. And yeah. And I'm not making this up. Somebody didn't write this. This was an interview that I watched last night. Like, Dilla's in the airport sitting in a wheelchair telling the story. I don't think he was making that up, you know? So I was just telling these guys about this Queen Bee song from Lil' Kim that everybody knows that he wrote, but it's rare to hear the version where he spits it himself.
See, we done masterminded all this shit, you know what I'm saying? We know exactly how we want to do what we want to do this shit, you know what I'm saying? This all a part of staying on top of your game, you get? You know what I'm saying? Those, these other niggas, they come out whatever, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing, but you know what I'm saying? Can you maintain this shit? That's the question. If Peter Piper pecked him, I bet you Biggie bust him. He probably tried to fuck him. I told him not to trust him. Lyrically, I dust him. Off like lead, hit hard like sledgehammers. Bitch with that platinum grammar, I am a diamond cluster hustler. Queen bitch, supreme bitch. Kill a nigga for my nigga by any means, bitch. Murder scene, bitch, clean bitch. Disease free, bitch, check it. I ride around, melting your mouth like M&M's. Roll with the mafia. Remember them? Tell them when I used to mess with gentlemen. Straight up, apostles. Now strictly niggas that jostle. Kill a nigga for the figure. How you figure? Your cheddar would be better. Beretta inside the Beretta. Nobody do it better. Bet I wet ya like hurricanes and typhoons. That buffoons eating my pussy while I watch cartoons. Sleep till noon. Rap pan bridge here. Baby drinkers beware. Mostly don't see where. Frank kill niggas wide for 1.5. While you struggle and strive, we pick which Benz to drive. The mafia, you wanna be them. Most of y'all niggas can't eat without per diem. I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch. Stick your spoon up. I'ma stay that bitch. Stay that bitch. Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Roll with niggas that be thugging, bugging. In the tunnel with Esso, sipping espresso. Cappuccino with Nino. On a mission for the new Chicrino. I used to wear Moschino, but every bitch got it. Now I rock colorful mix because my pockets stay knotted. C-note after C-note, Frank Boat. Hold 15 plus the caterer. You think the greater, your niggas got some audacity. You sold a million, now you have for me. Get off my dick, kick it, bitch. Check my pitch, authentic persona. And I still stick your mom for her stocks and bonds. I got that bomb-ass cock, a good-ass shot. With hardcore flows to keep a nigga dick rock. Sippin' Zinfandels up in Chippendale. Shoppin' Bloomingdale's for Prada bags. Female Dandada has no problem. Splittin' cream with my team. Shit straight like 915, you know?
You know what I mean? So would you heard that song before by Lil' Kim?
I think so, but I can't really tell. Biggie spitting is like,
it's,
what?
It's crazy.
It's a whole different track, yo.
It's crazy. Here, I'll just kinda try to
find it.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it here to remind you.
All the way live radio. Say word. Pro V went in the bag with this one.
Here, the quality's a bit better.